Well, hello, friends. Welcome to Storytime with Oma. I'm so glad that you could be here with me today. We're going to look at some parts of the Apostles' Creed, and we're going to learn about how this creed can help us learn about God and learn about our life as God's child. So if you're ready, let's put on your thinking cap and your listening ears, because here we go. We thank God for everything that He gives us. We're so thankful to all of the things He has made for us. And we especially remember that around this time of the year, don't we? We think about Thanksgiving, but we also think about how much God does for us every day, even when it's not Thanksgiving. There was a creed, and a creed means something that people believe together. There was a creed that was written not too long after Jesus ascended into heaven, and this creed is called the Apostles' Creed. And the first article of the Apostles' Creed goes like this: I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Now you try to say it with me. Here we go. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Now what do you think that means? There was a man who lived over 500 years ago, and his name was Martin Luther. And he wrote a catechism. That means a little book that can teach us things about God. And in that book, he said that he knows a little bit about what the creed means because he studied the Bible and learned about it. So let's listen to what he says that he thinks the creed means, and we'll talk about that. He says, I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that He has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. That's as much as we're going to talk about today, but let's think about that. God made our bodies. We know that, right? It says in the Bible that God put us together. He knit us together. Even before we were born, He knew us. Isn't that exciting? We also know that God takes care of us. God takes care of us all the time. Now, how does God specifically take care of you? Can you think of some ways? Oh, yes, He gives us parents or other helpers to take care of us, grandparents, aunts and uncles, friends. What does God also do to take care of us? Does He help? Like, let's say you fall down and you cut your knee. Does your knee heal back together? You might put a Band-Aid on it, or, well, you wash it off and then put a Band-Aid on, right? And if it's really bad, you might have to go to the doctor or the hospital and get stitches or something. But you know what? Your knee still heals together, doesn't it? Because God made our bodies in such a beautiful way that they can go back together most of the time, unless it's something really bad, and then we might need an operation. But God gives us doctors to help us. So we want to thank God and think about how much He has done for us in our bodies. And we can be so thankful that He made us as our Creator, that He takes care of us, and also that He cares so much about us and He loves us, right? Remember, Jesus came and died on the cross to save us from our sins, and that's the best way that God takes care of us. Well, thanks for listening today. I hope that you have a great day, and remember, be kind to others, listen to your parents, and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.